Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacid IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacid IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacid IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? Well, you just might find it on HighBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HighBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auction. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HighBid.com. That's HIBID.com. And find what you're looking for today.
What a great start to the week for the cattle futures market. The May feeders, the front month May feeders, were at 135.77. The last trade was right on the high. It was up $4.05. August feeder cattle were up right on their high as well, up $4.82 at 149.10. The last trade right there on the high. September's up 407, October up 345, November up 290. So across the board on the feeder cattle, really, really strong action here. The August feeders haven't quite made it back to the 20-day moving average. It's about 150, so we're about a dollar away from that. So hopefully we can get through those resistance levels and then move on higher later on. June live cattle, 118.35, up 232. It looked like last week, 117 to 119 cash trade. And so the June live cattle are starting to reflect that. You know, there's been a belief for a long time with the box beef over $300 a hundredweight that the live cattle were extremely cheap. So hopefully that's starting to play out here at 118.35 up 230. The August was up $1.67. And then way out there, the October, December, they're up just over a dollar. Lean hogs today, June down 60 at 112.25. But again, overall, it looks like the cattle market reacting a little bit to the lower grain today.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Today's grain futures were really weak in most contracts. May corn was down 25 and a quarter at 747 and a half. The D's corn looks like it's going to be at 26 lower at 610 and a half. We still a long way to go to that 20-day moving average. It's about 556. So there's some pretty considerable downside possible here, especially with the new crop, the weather pattern. There's rain over the weekend and also going forward, the longer-term 30 and 60-day outlooks. They're great forecasts, but they're not bad forecasts. They're not forecasting a drought, and so they're kind of unwinding some of the length there. The November beans were down 21 at 14.12. May beans were actually up a penny, so a little bit of that adding to that old crop, new crop spread there. A lot of people trade those, but the 20-day moving average on November beans is $13.33, so what, 80 cents down from the current levels. The wheats were under pressure today as well. July, Kansas City down about 34 at 702. The 20-day moving average is 673, so that's sort of the next support line there, another 25 cents or so lower. And then today's cotton market, December down 114 at 85.75. The stock market's currently up 130. It's right on the contract highs.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.